every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning. 8 o'clock, your outdoor living hour, third Saturday of the month. We have Jay Harper in, taking questions about anything relating to your plants, gardens, landscapes, lawns. I'm sure we'll talk about lawn transitions today, how long to keep the winter lawn, can you still fertilize and get 6 more weeks. I'm sure we'll talk about gardening as we get into the hot, as we're getting into our warmer months. But we'll take any questions. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us info@rosieonthehouse.com if you want to snap a picture and send it to us, if you need a little help with plant or insect identification. Good morning, Mr. Jay Harper. How are you?
Good morning. Happy spring.
Happy spring.
Yeah.
I meant to look that up. Is it the 20th or the 21st, but we're close enough.
Yeah, it was one of those days. It's either here or about to be here.
It happened at 2:35 this morning, I
think. This morning, okay.
2:35 this morning, all right.
All right, there you go. Everybody woke up and went, ah. But if you haven't been outside lately, it's hard to believe why you wouldn't be outside this time of year. And you can just smell it. The orange, the citrus are blossoming, The sweet acacias are blossoming. The Texas mountain laurel's just about to finish blossoming. You can just smell the aroma of spring in the desert. It's pretty fantastic.
It is one of those bittersweet things because
we're
ramping
right
up to the summer, but it is a very enjoyable time of year with everything blooming out.
Maybe we could just change, if we could do like the daylight savings time thing, just and freeze it. Just kind of freeze the time. That would be awesome. But so it's time to, you talked about it coming into the show. It's time to, you know, to be planning for warmer weather because it will get here. Always does. And, you know, somebody was walking with Mark Twain, I think it was, one time during a rainstorm. He goes, do you suppose it'll stop raining? He said, it always does. So it always will get, it's going to get warmer. Make sure, you know, as you're out spending some time in the garden now, maybe you're doing more fun things like planting a tomato plant or maybe planting some colorful flowering things around your house, you know, check that irrigation system. Let's not wait till that first 100-degree day and something starts to wilt or look brown or look bad. Let's start looking at it now. Turn it on, run it, make sure they're all going in the right direction and putting water out where the water's supposed to be and not putting water where it's not supposed to be and that sort of stuff. So get it fixed now before it's hot. Start, you know, maybe thinking about adjusting watering schedules. Hopefully you've had your watering backed way off and even had the opportunity to turn it off a couple of times with a couple of recent rains that we've had. So, you know, be ready to maybe adjust it forward just a little bit as we warm up. Although, I'm looking at the forecast. I don't see anything terrible in sight. But be on the lookout. Be on the ready. Because it'll get here, but next month is the month we want to start really forcing our winter lawns to expire. You don't want to let them go much past the middle or the end of April. So as we get to mid-April and things start to warm up a little bit with your lawns, don't increase the water. Leave the water alone. Start mowing shorter. Getting that ryegrass stressed out a little bit. We want to kind of pretend like we're not taking very good care of it by mowing it short, burning it up, not increasing the water. And then as we get maybe close to the end of April, we want to just maybe even quit watering it for a couple of weeks and really scalper down. So that by about Mother's Day, you know, early part of May, you know, you probably have a little bit of a brown looking yard. Get in there and maybe dethatch it and get all that ryegrass thatch out of there so that underlying Bermuda grass can start thriving and getting more sunshine down to the roots and warming that soil up and so it can take off.
And we had a text question as you were going through that, ask, you know, can when is the best time to dethatch and aerate? And do you do both of those at the same time?
We sure could. I mean, it would make a lot of sense since you're already messing with the yard anyway. You would want to, you know, you might as well. I mean, if you're going to do both, you'd want to go ahead and dethatch. Get with your neighbors and go together and rent an aerifier. They're kind of heavy and cumbersome for one person to try and get. You know, they usually come on a little trailer. If you have a little trailer, they're super heavy for a reason. They've got to get those tines driven down into the soil, and if it's too light, they just bounce in especially, our heavy clay soils.
Yeah, especially if you're ground, you know, if you're doing it for the first time on that ground, it just skips across the top.
And just make sure that you've watered, you know, probably in the last 48 hours, you've given it a good watering. You don't want it to be muddy, but it needs to be wet enough that those hollow tines can be driven into the ground. Sometimes you have to put a little weight on them. I've seen guys take, you know, concrete blocks, cinder blocks, and wire a couple of them together on top of them to give them some weight, or a bag or something. But they're pretty heavy, and it doesn't take any longer really to do that than it does to mow your lawn. You're just running it across the lawn. So, you know, they charge by the hour or half day or whatever. Get two or three neighbors together on the thatching and on the aerification. Rent a couple pieces of equipment. Maybe one of them's got a pickup or a trailer that you can borrow, and get down to some place like A to Z Rents and get you that stuff rented and get her knocked out. But May is probably as early as you want to really do it. You don't want to dethatch too early when that Bermuda grasses are not growing fast yet. I mean, it's still too cold. They're not actively growing. So we want to wait until they're able to regenerate and regrow. So I'd say early to mid-May is about as early as you want to do that. You know, maybe you want your yard to look good until Mother's Day. You've got people over, that sort of thing. Then attack it the next weekend.
Could I still give it a good shot of fertilizer and get a good 6-8 weeks out of it? I'm not planning on letting the Bermuda grow. So I'm just going to try and milk the rye along
as long as I can. Well, that's a whole other issue then. If you don't have an underlying ryegrass lawn and you don't care about that transition, so to speak, then absolutely, you'll want to fertilize it. You'll want to up the water. You'll want to not mow it too short. You want to continue to take care of it just like you are now. So it will need more water. And one of the ways to try and extend the length of the time on a winter lawn is to let it grow a little bit longer. In fact, that's a good water-saving tip for your Bermuda grass lawns in the summertime. Do not mow them so short. The more that those blades of grass or that canopy shades the root of the soil, the longer it will stay wetter and cooler down there. So you will help the lawn as well by not mowing it quite so short. So maybe even lengthen instead of shortening the mowing height to extend that. You ought to be able to get it, frankly, if you don't mind watering pretty frequently, you ought to be able to get it into the monsoons. It usually what does our ryegrasses in for good are those first few nights that it, you know, the nighttime lows like 92 or something ridiculous like that. That does them in typically. So I would not be surprised that you can't get it to go that long.
We're taking your advice, and, you know, I was like, we're constantly, one, you know, there's never a cool time to mow your Bermuda in the summer.
And not once about July hits, no.
They don't cut great when they're wet, so it's not like you can turn the sprinklers on and go mow. And you were never out here in the summer on the lawn. Why are we even wasting our time and effort with it? So we're just going to milk the rye long as we can and plant as early as we can with a good, you know, topsoil covering on it and try and get it up by Halloween.
Oh, well, you can have it way before that if you want. But, you know, if you're not worried about overseeding Bermuda, again, there's no Bermuda there to worry about. You could do your ryegrasses in September easily. So, you know, from September to June, we've got pretty nice lawns. June, July, and August, who, like I said, look at it through the window. It looks pretty good, you know? But, the guy that mows it gets to look at it real good and sweat and cuss at it while he's mowing it.
Yeah, but a lot of time and effort and water for, you know, very little use. And you mentioned it before that if we don't take care and do our own managing, that, you know, that's only going to force regulations. And I saw a perfect example of that near the station. There is a median down this road that's probably only 12 inches wide, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah, whose idea was that? Right?
And it's all grass. And I got here, and this was after it rained. So was that last week
last
or 2 weeks ago?
Last weekend it rained, yeah, last weekend.
Well, so it had just rained, and I pull in, and the sprinklers are going. I leave the station 6 hours later, and those sprinklers are still going.
On a 12-inch strip of grass.
In the middle of a asphalt.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you and even wasting?
And it's a commercial area to boot, so
right.
There's nobody here on the weekends to even look at it or whenever to look at it. Yeah, I don't know why that, you know, well, there's a lot of things that don't make a lot of sense in some situations. But, yeah, how'd you like to be the poor guy that has to mow and edge that? My guess is they probably mow it with the edger.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
like you said, a lot of things that don't make sense, but we're here to help them make sense. And if
right.
you're trying to make sense of your landscape or garden, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.